Myanmar state probe finds no genocide against Rohingya. A government-appointed panel established in Myanmar to probe allegations of abuses in Rakhine State in 2017 that drew global outrage says it has found no evidence of genocide against the Rohingya Muslim minority. More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Rakhine State during weeks of brutal violence, during which the UN says gang rapes and mass killings were carried out with genocidal intent. Hundreds of villages were burnt to the ground and later razed and scraped. Though the panel acknowledged war crimes had taken place, rights groups and Rohingya leaders dismissed the report as a whitewash days ahead of an expected ruling by the UN's highest court on a genocide case against the country. The Commission of Inquiry said there were reasonable grounds to conclude members of the security forces among multiple actors were responsible for possible war crimes and serious human rights violations during a military-led crackdown against the group in 2017. These included the killing of innocent villagers and destruction of their homes, it said. But in its statement, issued to mark the finalization of a full report based on interviews with villagers and members of the security forces, the panel blamed Rohingya militants for attacking 30 police posts and provoking the crackdown and described the situation as an internal armed conflict. The panel has not found any evidence suggesting that these killings or acts of displacement were committed pursuant to an intent or plan to destroy the Muslim or any other community in northern Rakhine State, its statement read. There is insufficient evidence to argue, much less conclude, that the crimes committed were undertaken with the intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnical, racial or religious group, or with any other requisite mental state for the international crime of genocide. Myanmar President Win Myint said on Tuesday the government concurred with the findings of the commission and vowed to pursue further investigations, specifically into alleged crimes by civilians and Rohingya militants. He said he had given the report to the army chief, so that the military might extend investigations, he said, adding that the executive summary would be made public. The army began a rare trial in November of soldiers and officers from a regiment deployed to Gudarpin village, the site of an alleged massacre of Rohingya. In Bangladesh, where hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled Myanmar have taken refuge, a Rohingya leader, Dil Muhammad, described the report as a whitewash. "We have been persecuted for decades. So many of our people were killed, our women were raped, our children were thrown into fire and our homes were torched. If it is not genocide, what is it?" he said. The International Court of Justice, the highest UN court, will this week issue a decision on a request for emergency measures in a genocide case against the country. Gambia filed the suit in November alleging Myanmar was committing an ongoing genocide against the Rohingya. The Commission of Inquiry was formed in 2018 as the country faced growing calls for accountability. The government appointed two local and two international members. Myanmar says the international efforts violate its sovereignty and has vowed to carry out its own investigations into the allegations. But few have been punished so far. 7 soldiers jailed for 10 years for killing 10 Rohingya men and boys in the village of Indin were granted early release last November, after serving less than a year in prison. Reuters.